Ladies and gentlemen, emerging on WGLT Normal, Illinois, from the orchestra pit to the stage, coming into view, it's the great drummer Gene Krupa and his orchestra. That became the theme song of, and that was the extra for Gene Krupa's band. They always play that little one-measure song, I guess you'd call it, to indicate that it was time for a break for the band. But they also needed something to intro the band when they were playing in the big theaters, which bands started to do after World War II. The bands that survived. One of those was Gene Krupa, the drummer in his band, and because a lot of those shows were also broadcast, and because in these theaters, the orchestra pit was on like an elevator. You know, you'd hear the band start to play, and then as they were introduced, the band would suddenly come up on the elevator to stage level into sight. It was pretty dramatic. Krupa said, I need a dramatic sort of theme song to start that. So he asked his arranger, Ed Finkel, to write something, and Ed Finkel did. It was that one. It was Starburst, which became Krupa's theme song for years and years. It wasn't the most iconic of the Krupa songs, though. I think, you know, Krupa was ahead of his time in a lot of ways. He had some great musicians, including, on this thing, I think it was Teddy Napoleon playing piano, and Bob Asher on trombone, and Joe Discari playing trumpet, and of course Krupa on drums, and a thing called Leave Us Leap. Gene Krupa's big band, and I forgot to mention Charlie Ventura playing tenor saxophone on a thing called Leave Us Leap. Well, leave us leap into hour number two of Radio Munson this evening. A few weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I was talking about Teresa Brewer, who cranked out all of those hits, pop hits in the 1950s. And she married Bob Thiel, who was a jazz producer of jazz music, and knew everybody in the jazz scene. And he formed a record company and featured his wife in a setting with some of the great bands, with Basie, with Ellington. Here's a smaller group that it was the last album Teresa Brewer ever did. She'd become an established jazz singer by that time. It was called Softly I Swing. It's the name of the album, featuring David Murray's tenor saxophone and Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate playing drums.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. A princess uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. could be a princess on crown, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
The price? Surprising Teresa Brewer with David Murray's tenor and Kenny Barron playing piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums from an album Teresa did called Softly I Swing. I think that was in 1992 she recorded it. What are you doing this evening? Out and about a little bit? That's not you standing on the corner, is it?
Corner watching all the girls go by, standing on the corner giving all the girls the eye.
Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation, matter of fact neither do I, than standing on the corner watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Got the cream, haven't got a girl, but I can dream.
Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, where I select my imaginary dish. Just standing on the corner, watching all the pretty girls go by, go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. Give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Come Saturday and I'm so broke, I couldn't buy a girl a nickel coke. Still I'm living like a millionaire. Take me down to Main Street and I review the harem that's waiting for me there. Waiting there. Just standing on the corner watching all the girls go by, go by, go by, go by. Standing on the corner underneath the springtime sky. You can't
go to jail for what you're thinking, or for the come hither look in your eyes.
Just standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by, watching all the girls go by.
Yeah, that's four freshmen. I think Frank Lesser wrote that song. You can do that here in Uptown Normal. I mean, it's everything's uptown about Uptown Normal. And the scene is, well, you know, it's groovy. I heard from a guy who said he was the number one fan in Charlotte, North Carolina, grooving to Radio Munson this evening. Yeah, I know who the guy is. That's Terry, an old colleague. And have Harvey J. out in Toledo, Ohio, this evening. It's amazing. I mean, the old gang is scattered hither and yon, and a lot of them doing pretty well, seems to me. I'm going to play a little Ellington. I mean, the real Ellington band, and things ain't what they used to be. No kidding. We'll do that after Ella Fitzgerald here with Nelson Riddle's band.
Is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the television. be passing fancies, and in time they go. Oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay.
Support for GLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, providing a weekly calendar of events.
Hi, this is Crystal Howard, Director for the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. The Special Olympics Illinois Summer Games will be on the campus of Illinois State University Friday through Sunday, featuring 4,000 athletes competing in six different sports. The Downtown Bloomington Association will host the Farmers Market and Artist Alley on Saturday from 7:30 until noon. Miller Park Zoo is celebrating its 125th birthday on Saturday from 12 to 3. Also on Saturday, CEFQ presents GLT Summer Concert on Museum Square in downtown Bloomington from 3:30 to 10:30. Area 4 Harmony, Inc., the International Organization of Women Barbershop Singers, will perform at the Holiday Inn and Suites on Saturday and Sunday. And on Sunday, the Prairie Aviation Museum will host an Open Cockpit Day and Honor Flag Day from 12 to 4 p.m. For more information on these events or to submit your own event, contact us at visitbn.org.
Things ain't what they used to be. That's the truth. That was a song that Duke Ellington had written, and the band had recorded it a couple of times, and then they recorded it for a third time in 1966. They went into the state-of-the-art studios of Reprise Records and redid some of their best stuff, and there was Johnny Hodges, the great alto saxophonist, on hand for the session. Things ain't what they used to be. Did you read Bill Kemp's article in the Bloomington Pantograph this past Sunday? He talked about Ellington and his band and how many times they'd been in either Bloomington Normal or somewhere nearby in McLean County. He counted at least 9 times that Ellington had been here. I was present the last one of those. It was in September the 18th of 1972. According to this is a great article that Bill Kemp wrote. And Ellington was back at the Scottish Rite Temple, now the Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Bloomington. And it, more than likely, as far as Kemp could find out, and I think this has got to be true, Ellington's swan song for this area. And Ed Tick, who was part of the Tick, Morris Tick Salvage Company in South Bloomington, Ed Tick was Duke's tour manager during that time. They'd gone through Asia, and they were back in the States. And Ellington, who was now 73 years old, was there that evening. And I was shocked to be at the Scottish Rite Temple. It was a midweek night, so I will say that. But the place was maybe half full. It only held 1,300 people, right? About 1,300 people. It was about half full that night, as I recall. And I just couldn't believe it, that there weren't people hanging from the rafters. But there was Cootie Williams playing his deep trumpet, and Russell Procope, by this time, was playing clarinet, and of course Ellington was playing piano. I forget who the other solos were. But Ellington brought what I guess it would be 3 of them to the front. There were 2 clarinets, I think, and Procope and one other guy, and Cootie Williams. And he was sitting at his piano, and the whole band was behind him. And they did a little harmonizing on a thing that Duke had written back in 1928. It's called a Creole Love Song.
Oh,
Ellington always wrote for his soloists, and Cootie Williams was one of those, the low trumpeter. On Radio Munson, that's called Creole Love Call. And I think when Ellington first recorded it, the first time he recorded it, it was late 1920s, I believe. And his girl singer, Adele Hall, sang a wordless vocal where we heard the trumpet answer tonight on Creole Love Call. I'll tell you what, if I had $1 million, I would buy all of you that record album. Well, a couple of record albums are by Ellington's band. If I win the lottery, I'm going to do it. Or if my ship comes in, that's always a possibility, isn't it? When my ship comes in.
Just about do. I think I'll play it safe and just order two while I'm at it. When my ship comes in, I'll have suits made to measure. In fact, I'll buy the store. And you can imagine the pleasure wearing shoes that no one ever wore before. In golden chairs, we're gonna sip our tea for two. Yeah, mama, we're gonna have Paul Whiteman here to play for you. Dixon Tram. We'll have Bing Crosby singing boo 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 boo. When my ship comes in. Here it comes right now. Look out.
That's Marty Gross, When My Ship Comes In. Didn't Sammy Kahn and Walter Donaldson write that? I think they did. In fact, I think that was the show. Wasn't that the name of the show, When My Ship Comes In? here on Radio Munson. I don't know where we find them, but they're out there. Here's a band that Jimmy Haskell put together of great West Coast guys for another graduate of Bowen High School in Chicago, Joni James. I forgot to mention Gene Krupa graduated from Bowen High also. Joni James. Haven't heard her in a long time.
Get your hat, leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust set me sweet at the sunny side of the street.
Whatever happened to Joni James? Anyway, Joni James. She's 85 years old and will be 86, I think, in September. And she's still performing, Joni James. Forgotten about her. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. When Bobby Darin hooked up with Richard West, the guy who did Mac the Knife for him and a couple of the finger snappers that Darin did, he really hit Pedro because Richard West knew how to build drama in an arrangement. Here's an arrangement he did for Darin.
Hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling. You still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly. Yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing.
you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, you fellas, have a little faith in me, you fellas. Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, you fellas, find her a vacant knee, you fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Support for GLT comes from Connect Transit, Bloomington Normal's award-winning public transportation system, providing residents with an affordable and efficient way to get around town. Commute planning is available at connect-transit.com. This is GLT.
That's me, Mr. Lucky, on GLT. That's the old Mancini song, done by Patrick Williams, conducting a band put together by the drummer Greg Field, and featuring Joy DeFrancesco playing the B3 Hammond organ on Mr. Lucky. I feel lucky every time I walk into the studio and do still another Radio Munson show. Got a call from, not a call, but an email from a listener, Leah, who's in Cherokee Village down in Arkansas on vacation from McLean County, but is tuning in, made a point of tuning in. Appreciate it. Spread the word there. I like Cherokee Village. I also like, well, it sounds trite, but I like New York in June. How about you?
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And James Durante's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And James Durante's looks, they give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. I like it. I like it. How about you?
Sinatra, another one of those Nelson Riddle arrangements. Yeah. I like that. Well, there may be a storm brewing. I think it's just a small cell coming down. It's slipping south of Pontiac, it looks like, and heading, maybe it may miss Shenandoah to the north, sort of. It's coming from the northwest, almost going straight south, a little southeast. And it's not a bad storm. It's just that it has quite a bit of heavy rain in it for a brief period of time. So what we're preferring is a little moonlight. Here's Betty Bebop, Betty Carter.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's fluttering all day long. You only stutter because you're tired. Just when I utter the word, I love you. What a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You get more, you can't resist him, and all you say when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Carter, and there she is. You're on Radio Munson. week ago, I played an instrumental version of My Foolish Heart, the great Victor Young composition. But you know, Ned Washington wrote some great lyrics to that. Kurt Elling's going to sing them to us tonight with Bob Mincer's band.
The scene is set for dreaming. Love is knocking at the door. But oh, my heart, I'm reluctant to start, 'cause we've been here before. When you're lost in the madness of a kiss, her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. Phil Markowitz. Her lips.
lips are much too close to mine. Take care, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time, it's love, my foolish heart. It's love. This time, it's love, my foolish heart.
Kurt Elling with the Bob Mincer's band. What a great version of that song. On Radio Munson, we're just about out of time here this evening. I'm going to let pianist Eddie Higgins close us out. Eddie Higgins with Milt Hinton playing bass and Bobby Rosengarten's, a guy on drums. You know, it seems to me that we should be able to... it's such a good thing to be back here. Seems to me like the state of Illinois should have enough money to come up with a song that says welcome back. But you know, Illinois is a little under the weather economically right now. So we'll just borrow Indiana's back home again in Indiana to say, I'm glad I'm back here in the studios of WGLT Normal, Illinois. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the Special Olympics. Hydrate. It's going to be warm. I'll see you next Thursday night. Thanks for listening.